Okay, we're on page Chavtes of the Sefer Elishur at the bottom, in the parak called Tzuras Hayehudi, which, as our participants point out, mean that learning the basics is part of the image of being a Yid. So at the bottom of the Torah, Hamidas Kavu Chazal Masachas Avos B'Shas. To have a Torah of Midas, Chazal established Avos as part of Shas. It's not like the Shas, and then if you want Musar, you can go to the self-help section in your local library. It's part of it. Shabbat Kalu Kol Avos Hamidos. Within it, they established all of the fathers, the primary aspects of Midas. Machlok is actually why the Maseches is called Avos. Some say because it's the teachings of the fathers, and some say, no, these are the Avos. These are the primary, most important concepts. He's taking that approach. Avos machlal de ikatoldos. To use a phrase from the Gemara, if there are avos, they're also toldos. You know, there's a rayah, but there's also watering. So there's rachmanus, and then there's offshoots of it, and so on. Ve'agro bebeuro mara mokum lakulan bakro. And the Vilna Gaon's commentary on Pirkei Avos shows you how all of the teachings come from psukim, which the Gaon did really with everything. Shas. Mimesechus Avos anu yodim ketzad nirachasid. From Mesechus Avos we know how a righteous person has to look. Sharei man deboilem hevi chasida likayim yilad Avos. Gemara and Bava Kama, there's actually three different statements there, different opinions. But one is one who wants to be a chasid to fulfill what it says in Pirkei Avos. V'chasidus hihi pe'er hamailos shatar mavia elein. Chasidus is the like crown jewel. It's the glory of the top of the milos that the Torah can bring to. Chasidus is a very high level. Masechah zu yesh lomod be'iyun. This masechah should be learned in depth. In Perushe harishonim zal, with the commentaries of the Rishonim, Befrat and Perish Rabbeinu Yonah zal, especially with Rabbeinu Yonah. She'in kamoso l'karev esadorim l'haleif. Because there's no one like him, he's quoting from someone else, but who can bring the teachings close to the heart. That was a lot of wonderful Perushim and Pirkos, the Rashbats, we call the Tajbats, or Shimshon ben Samach, who's a Rishon himself, cites from other Rishonim and sort of explains them. He'll explain Rabbeinu Yonah somewhat. Quotes from others, Rabbeinu Bachaye. Rashi, I know it's Machlokas, if it's Rashi, must say it is. Yaakov Emden held it isn't. It's a little harder to read. The Rambam's Perush is a little harder to read. But Rabbeinu Yonah is very readable and very applicable. Kedivrei Marik, so that's the Marik, that quote. Milvad Yisodos HaNhogel HaMaisa She'anu Lomdim B'Masecha Zu, aside from the way we conduct ourselves in a practical sense that we learn from this Masechta, Nislamed Bo Ketzel HaGeshes El Ma'amore Chazal. We also learn from it how to approach words of Chazal. Asher Kol Devreim Kagach HaLeish. That all of their words are like flaming coals. You can learn a Gemara and Zohar. Chazal made a statement and take it lightly, or each teaching could be deep and rich, and you view it that way, and you get much more from the Torah and understand what it's really about. Kol asher masechas avos tosif l'lavos asana v'adarach hayenu, all the more that avos escorts us in the path of our lives. Nigala b'mamareh yisodos nifloim u'mo'or shabbat Torah. Will reveal through its teachings the tremendous yisodos, tremendous foundational concepts, and the true light that's in Torah. Hamilon, so he's going back to comment on the Svarim that he said everybody should know well. Again, Mishnah Berurah, Chumash Rashi Ramban, Avos with Rabbeinu Yonah, and the last one was Mesil Sesharim. So now he says, Hamilon l'chol Torah Samidas, the quote-unquote dictionary for all the Torah of Midas, B'kitzer Nimritz, in real short, who Mesilas Yisharim, is Mesilas Yisharim. That's like your reference book, the basics. Shom hinenu lomdim es kol hamidos, there we learn all the Midas, v'gam tzuras hofa osein hashonos, and the different ways that they appear. Ki osa midim ofia etzel ben adam shonim v'ofanam shonim, because different Midas appear by different people in different ways. Interesting what Mesilas Yisharim he's referring to. That's an interesting synopsis. יחד עם זה, הננו לומדים במסיל ששארם דרכי ההסבוננוס והמייסה להשגת הדרגות השונות שהתורה מביאה אליהן. Together with this, we learn in the Mesil Sesharim the ways of contemplation and action to achieve the level, the different levels that the Torah brings to. And the Mesil Sesharim is structured on what the Torah brings to. The Torah reveals it as a hirus, as a rizus, etc. So we learn how to contemplate and how to act to reach those levels. Ki yadua amar hagrach mivalojan zal, the Talmida hamuva kagon rabzindel salanta zal, Rabbi Hamuvuk Shal Rabbeinu Hagon of Yisrael Salanta Zal. As is well known, Rav Chaim Volozhiner said to his Talmud, Reb Zundel Salanter, who is the Rebbe Muvuk of Yisrael Salanter. People who think that Musa was some kind of new thing that didn't stem from the yeshivas, Rav Yisrael was just one step away from Rav Chaim Volozhiner. Rabbi Yisrael came under the quote unquote the spell of Musar from the way it's told is from one statement that Rabbi Zundel said to him. He was following him and he wanted to see how he acted. And he turned to him and said, "Learn Musar and you'll be a mentor." I forget exactly the quote, but Rabbi Zundel had a profound impact on Rabbi Yisrael, and Rabbi Yisrael had a profound impact on Klal Yisrael. So anyway, he said to Rabbi Zundel, "Sheyikach los amesil sisharim lemora darko b'chaya." Chaim Volozhiner, the Aviha Yeshivas, said he should take the Mesil Sesharim as his guide, his Mora Derech in life. Hatzair Halomda Bapa'amim Harishonos Olu L'Tamo Alze. A young person who learns it for the first times, or not so young person, or a person who's learned it numerous times, I would add, is likely to be perplexed by this. Ki Einam Motze Bo Chidushim. He doesn't find in it novel things. V'afteir ha-midas v'adargas nirlo poshet midai. And even the depiction of the midas and the levels seems exceedingly simple. Even Mesil Sesharim, it looks like a simple book. It's telling you basics. Ulam kol asher yigdal ha-adam. However, all the more that a person grows, kol asher tisrachav yidiyasov et tisamek hasagdasov. And all the more that his knowledge broadens and his understanding deepens, he'll see more wonders in the depth and breadth of the Mesil Sesharim. Admor ma'orein iner man Rabbi Ruchem Zatzal. Our great Rebbe, the light of our eyes, Rabbi Ruchem Lubavitz. Yerogo lomer ke Mesil Sesharim hu atamtis mikol sefer ramchal zal b'chochmas ha-kabbalah. That the Mesil Sesharim is like the essence, the summary of all of the Kabbalah, all of this, Rav Moshe Chaim Lutzatzer wrote many more svarim that are Kabbalistic, in which you try to read them, you wouldn't understand one word. And the Mesil Sesharim is the summary of all of them. V'chein shamati m'mor Rabbi Hagon Rabbi Yisrael Kutner Zatzal. I also heard that from Rav Kutner. It's an incredible thing. Hevi Omer ki kulam avusis al chachmas emes. Thus, you can conclude, it's all based on chachmas emes, usually means mysticism, Kabbalah. We, when we learn it, we don't realize this. We think we're reading a basic sefer. Tells
where
you
Rav Huttner learn?
Huh?
Who he learned? Rav Huttner learned by who?
Rav Huttner is really Slobodka.
Slobodka?
Yeah. He's one of the great Bali Machshava, deep, great expert on Maral and Kabbalah. But this is a preparation for the real Pnimius of the Torah. By the way, in the previous section, he was telling you that the Siddur is much deeper than you realize. Here he's telling us that the Sesharim is much deeper than we realize. If we read it that way, if we daven and learn that way, you get more out of it. So this is a preparation for that. When we learn this Sefer, Hashkin Bechazar, I could loosely translate as sign up early, sign up often. Means take it seriously. Beli leos v'shigra, without like getting worn out and just doing it kind of rote. Shigra is a rote practice. La'at la'at, slowly, nisrago limtso pnimius bedvarov. We'll get used to finding the essence, the pnimius in his words. Uba atzmenu, and in ourselves. Musar is ultimately about man. Umisha lo hisrago belimud me'ein ze, a person who doesn't, shalo hisrago, doesn't train himself in this kind of learning. Shishama Pnimus Ena Nistaris Me'ayin, when he reaches to real Sifra, to Sifra Kabbalah, where the Pnimus is not hidden from the eye, then they're explicitly Kabbalistic. Yafo Chasayadiyos HaPnimios Shom L'chitzonius. That's very interesting to think about this, but he's saying if you don't learn Sefer like Mesilas Yesharim, where the Kabbalah is hidden, you don't learn it without understanding. When you actually get to the Sefer Kabbalah, you're going to flip that into superficial things. You're going to learn, if you don't learn what looks like superficial, to recognize it has a pnimi, when you learn what's actually pnimi, you're going to flip it into a chitzoni. Homework will be to figure out what that means. Hashar l'lima pnimius shalemus, v'mesilas Yesharim, the gateway to learning the pnimius of truth, which means Kabbalah, is Mesilas Yesharim. Limudim Yisodim Eilach. I think I know what he means, but I'm not sure. Limudim Yisodim Eilach Chayav Ben Torah LaHakdush Tzumas Leib Meruba Miyom Amdo Al Daito. For these fundamental learnings, Ben Torah has to dedicate a lot of his attention from the day that he Tzumid Al Daito. He takes things seriously. V'meshach Arba Shonim, in the course of 4 years, Olav Lircho Shidiyah Beruba B'svar Meila. He should amass, he should acquire a broad knowledge in these Svarim. He means all of the four Svarim he mentioned, which is really more than four. Ma gam b'yosef ben yeshiva mochrechu b'tzad limudah gemar p'yosh rashi tosus l'lomad l'fi tachnizos. And even when he's a ben yeshiva, where he has a pretty serious curriculum, he has to, alongside gemar rashi tosus, learn this tachnit. U'muftachu ki yelo yesod eitan b'isnagos u'bashkaf. And then he can be guaranteed that he'll have a strong foundation in his conduct and his hashkafa, and Be'ezus Hashem, we should do what he says.
Yeah.